The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Monsieur Jean-Jacques Konish. A very good morning to you, sir.
Bonjour to you, Abs.
Thank you so much for joining us once again in conversation. Jean-Jacques, Cameroon, what's the latest coming out of there?
You know, we have that problem with the English and the 20% English-speaking population there. And it's really not so much about language, it's about marginalization. Now, Paul Biya, the president, has declared war on secessionists. There have been those extremists in the English group that have said we need to set our own country there. But basically, people fleeing those areas are now saying that the government authorities are taking extreme action. There have been killings, rapes, harassment. The road, Kumba Mafia Road, which is allows trade between Cameroon and Nigeria, is now without any traffic because there's so many checkpoints. And the people are saying the soldiers are like hungry lions on the loose, going for people on that road. And some saying, well, you know, they're just not going to risk their lives by traveling. It's all very sad in the country that, you know, in any African country, we can just do away with those kind of, or linguistic in this case, or tribal or religious differences that actually bring the country to its knees.
And then, you know, it's always interesting chatting to you about Africa because you hear stories about regions of Africa that you never even thought of. The Gulf of Guinea. What's happening?
Well, the
there?
Gulf of Guinea is at the sort of armpit of Africa, you know, as it runs around. It starts in Liberia and then goes all the way to Gabon, you know, sort of right in the armpit, as it were. But the security experts now from West Africa, from France, from the United States, are meeting in Abidjan. Abidjan, obviously, an area where they're having lots of meetings recently. I was there last week. But they're talking about links with the terror groups in the Gulf of Guinea. Gulf of Guinea is an area that, in terms of piracy and things like that, sometimes rivals that of the Horn of Africa on the other end of the continent. So they're looking at how to combat that, a hotspot for piracy, and need to pool intelligence to fight to make this very important area. I mean, ships coming from the Cape to Europe go around, through the Gulf of Guinea or around the Gulf of Guinea. So, you know, it's an important shipping route, and it has to be secure for Africa to work properly.
Okay, and what is a Turner Prize? What is that? Why is it so important?
Well, it's one of the most prestigious art prizes in Britain. And they had an age limit on it, can you believe that, before. But now they've lifted that, and a woman called Lubaine Himid, who's Zanzibari born, she's become the first black woman and the oldest winner of that prize. And her works of art have attacked sort of racism and have spoken about the legacy of slavery. The judges have said she was particularly brave and particularly candid, and her works then are recognized. Now, it's a hugely controversial prize in Britain, you know, modern art being what it is. I know there was a woman who exhibited her slept in bed, for example, 1 year and won it. And I mean, the people still saying, oh, this is madness. You got it. You know, when you speak about art, you think you're going to get into trouble if you speak about politics and religion at a dinner table. Speak about art and you really get people, you know, coming at you with the tines of their fork ready to take your eyes out. So, but it's a nice thing for an African woman, African born woman, to win it, and so we're very proud of Lubaine Himid.
No, certainly very, very proud of them. But also just looking into Africa, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, I mean, we look towards next week. I mean, just a brief update on Libya. I've seen that there are some countries that were pushing for a stronger stance, but not really going with it.
Well, you know, what do you do about Libya? Do you blame Libya? Because that is exactly what the Libyans were afraid of. And that's why they were talking about fake news when they spoke about this slavery issue. But it was on television, you know. You can't have fake news when you see it, actually picture it being done. Now the countries then said, okay, fine, we've got to get the people out of Libya. And how many are there? You know, there's between 400,000 and a million that are being held in Libya that were stopped from going to across the Mediterranean and have been held in detention camps. Now, Libya is saying, yes, get rid of them, please, because, you know, it's costing us. Yesterday we had somebody from Senegal, an official in Senegal, saying, well, that's fine. We go there, we bring them home. What do you think they're going to do if they don't get jobs? They're going to head off to try to get to Europe yet again. So we've got to address this issue. But the immediate one of the abuse, the rape, the starvation, the slavery, the people being sold into slavery, that's the thing they've got to address. And the countries of Africa are obviously all stepping in, some being paid by European countries to do this, Rwanda particularly. And then, of course, the Africans very angry at the fact that the Europeans are paying the Libyan Navy and Coast Guard to stop the people crossing, because that's been the major set-off point for the crossings, and then putting them into these camps where they are in harm's way. I had one African official even saying they have blood on their hands, the Europeans, because of the way they behaved in this matter.
But you know what, we wait to see the latest developments coming out of that, and I'm sure next week again, as we continue our discussion, you'll have more for us. But for now, à la semaine prochaine. Thank you so much.
À la semaine prochaine, mon vieux.
Thank you to you.